So this is John Hickman. I'm at Court Lane Allotments with Leonardo Morgado. Or do you prefer Leo?
I don't
in,
mind.
In public?
I don't mind. People call me what they will.
So, Court Lane Allotments. Mm-hmm. I'm here to blog about culture within the city, and we've been talking about allotmenting as a kind of a cultural activity. Mm. A bit highfalutin for talking about gardening, isn't it?
No, because, 5 years ago, this place was practically dead. There was only a few people holding plots. So, and it was in danger of being closed down. But because people want to create their own kind of growing space for fruit and veg, it's kind of really picked up in the last 5 years. And there's been all sorts of people taking part, thanks to the help of the committee and a hard-working chairperson, Julie. It really has taken off. So it's become more or less like a centre for Court Lane and its environs. We have regular open days so people can come and buy produce, cakes, etc., all homemade. And I think what I view as cultural is, for a start, I think culture is very much indefinable, and we try to put it into boxes. But I think, as I understand it, I mean, I'm not a philosopher or linguistic, but culture means something that's alive. And surely people coming together and growing their own vegetables is pretty much alive. Also, we've managed to create a shop for the public at weekends. Again, it's just trying to, bit by bit, take steps to really expand the notion of what an allotment can be.
Something. So it's like a community centre?
Yes, pretty much so. I mean, community in every sense of the word, with people coming together with things in common, and that is to share ideas about growing things. Recently, we've got the permission from City Council to have a beehive.
Wow.
So we're going to have some bees soon as well. And, this is very much the literal term of the word organic.
So, as well as growing things, what other selling things you mentioned, what other activities? Is there a sort of a social scene that develops around?
There is. Like I said, we have open days about 3 times a year where everybody's invited. Public can come, buy sort of homemade cakes, take part in activities. It's very much a family thing as well, because if you come here on a weekend, especially during the summer, if we ever get one this year, you have children, grandchildren, grandparents, parents, people's dogs, as you can hear them barking there in the background. So it's pretty much, if you've got this work, I'll show you some.
Yeah, sure.
There's, like I said, pretty much a real thriving sense of belonging. I mean, as you can tell here, I mean, we are surrounded by urban concrete. This is the sort of tower blocks here. But historically, allotments were designed for people who didn't have gardens.
Yeah.
Legally, councils must supply allotment space to people in cities, and you know, this is ideal. That's why I like the notion of being surrounded by tower blocks, because for me, culture isn't something that you have to necessarily buy a ticket for. It's something that you access by yourself, and you create, and you do, because you feel there's no other way to do stuff, otherwise people won't do it for you. Yeah.
So that was awesome.
So that's
that was really